This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Welcome back. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer with you here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. We got more news today in the NFL in terms of the 2025 International Games.
Ooh.
Chargers week one, going to be the second team ever to be the home team of a Brazil game. Last year was, I believe, the Eagles were the home team.
Yes.
And they took on the Green Bay Packers. This year it's going to be the Chargers at Corinthians Arena. That'll be exciting. There's a lot of international games now. There's a lot of them. Just in the 2025 window alone. Mentioned Chargers in Brazil. Jets and Browns are both going to have one game at London, or in London at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium. Jaguars in London at Wembley Stadium. Colts are in Berlin. Dolphins in Madrid. Steelers in Dublin. And then, of course, next year, we're going to have the Rams against somebody in Australia, in Melbourne.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of international games. It's a lot.
There is a lot. And I'm going to wonder, at what point does it become too much?
I think for a lot of people, it's going to be the 2 a.m. start for the Australia game.
No, the thing is, they're going to find a way that it's not going to be a 2 a.m. start.
Which is going to upset me. Which I'll, yes. I'll be like the one person who was like, you cowards. You cowards.
Yeah, no, if they start a football game, the NFL starts a football game at 2 a.m., then we have jumped the shark.
I want that so bad.
I know you want it
so
bad.
You're right. It would be a jump the shark moment. I don't care.
You know what? That's an NHL decision.
Yeah, it would be.
That is a peak NHL decision. There's no way that the NFL starts a game at 2 a.m. unless they go with the Sunday Funday Super Bender.
Man, I want it so bad. I want it to. Yeah, that would probably have.
That's the only way you do it.
The way you do it.
The only way you do it.
I'm a Formula One fan, so I'm like, yeah, I've done this before.
But you're asking the average NFL fan.
Well, that's what I mean. Like, I'm the only person that would want this. You'd be upset that they don't do it.
Like, I'm just now trying to think of the logistics of it. How do you end up doing it?
They're horrendous. Yeah, the logistics are terrible.
But, like, what? Like, do you do, like, a 24-hour absolute chaos, throw-it-at-the-wall idea of, like, you have a Sunday where it starts in London, and then you go all the mm-hmm. way through your normal slate, and then after Sunday night football, going into Monday morning, there is a 2 a.m. football game?
See, that's where it's a miss. It's going into Monday.
Yes.
I like the idea of the NFL just like dominating a 24-hour block.
Or you start with the 2 a.m. game.
Yeah.
Then go to London, and then you do your normal slate all the way through.
And you wrap up with Monday Night Football. Nope, I'm in. I've now...
There's no way.
We've talked ourselves
I just thought about it.
No. We've talked ourselves into
no,
it.
No, I talked you into it.
That's fine.
No.
I'm in.
I'm telling you right now, that makes me sick. I am not that much of a degenerate that I'm watching football. I'm already watching football all day if there's a London game.
You say that now, but the week leading up, you'll be like, let's see if we can do this. Like, let's have some fun with the idea of, like, 24-hour span of
football. And then by 4 o'clock, I'm taking a napper.
The problem is, too, you're also going to have like it. I mean, it's going to be like normal NFL slates where you're going to have a window there. Like the game will go from 2 a.m. to like 5, maybe 6.
Yeah.
What time does a London game usually start? 9?
Yeah.
So you've got – there's too much of a window there.
See?
Where nothing's going on.
And now you killed your own dream.
Yeah. There's too much of a window there. And if the game starts at midnight, let's say, because that's when the Australian Grand Prix typically starts in the Eastern time zone, that's way too much of a block of like, okay, now we've got like 5 hours before the next game.
Yeah.
And it's already early for a lot of people. Do we just play 5 hours of highlights from what likely would be a terrible game? This is, again, in 26.
Yeah, no, like this is the only – like that's the only way trying to figure out of how they would start a game at 2 a.m.
Damn. I was there and I'm out.
Your dream is
all
dead.
In like 3 minutes. That's tough.
And it was me of all people that talked logic
into
it.
That's tough. It'd be so much fun though. For like 5 minutes, it'd be a ton of fun.
No, none of that sounds fun. None of that sounds like a good time. That might be me just being older now, but like none of that sounds like fun to me.
See, I could see myself.
Like I would have been
the day the schedule's coming out, waiting for the official announcements.
Ready? Think about this. If we were working that game, how pissed would you be?
Oh, see, yeah, you're thinking I'd be upset. That's an event again.
No.
And I'm there. I'm happy. I'm stoked.
No.
Let's go. Absolutely.
There's something wrong with you.
We were going to do Sports Thunder if the Bills made the Super Bowl.
That's different. You know that there's energy behind that.
No, it'd be like, it's 2 a.m. game.
No, no,
let's ride.
Sports Thunder is a vibe. Strictly. That's why we don't do it that much. That's why we haven't done one since 2019.
We would do this one time. It'd be an event. And then you would go home at like 4 or 5 in the morning.
I would puke.
And you get out of there.
We're not done at 4 or 5 in the morning then.
Well, I'm saying like midnight. If it's midnight, 4 or 5 in the morning, 2 a.m., you're like home 6, 7, you go to bed. You wake up for the 1 o'clock window. No issues. You have a few energy drinks, a few cup of coffees beforehand,
no.
Get ready to ride.
Oh my God.
And you're having a blast.
No, I'm not having a blast. None of us are. Only you are having a blast.
Well, I'll carry the group then. I'll come in. I'll come in with a lot of high vibes, and it'll be great. Everyone else will be there like 11:30 getting ready.
You're right.
For hell.
It is only you that wants
and
this.
I'll come in at midnight. She's like, all right, boys. Here we go. Let's go. Bills Rams.
And you would just get multiple birds sent in your direction.
I'd get a lot of HR complaints. Just like all the emails, be like Zach's a real toxic work environment.
Zach made me want to cry because he's excited about a 2 a.m. football game.
I'd be so into it. I really would.
I would match your energy with toxic pessimism to where I'm also getting HR complaints.
The Bills though are going to play an international game this year, right? They have the reigning MVP. They're great for ratings.
They are great for ratings. They are kind of like an immediate boon. As a matter of fact, the CBS crew was on site for 2 Bills games this year.
Yeah, they're 100% playing.
They're getting an international game probably this year. So, ready? I was disgusted about the opportunity of a 2 a.m. game. Well, guess what? We are going to have to deal with the early start 9 a.m. game though.
They wouldn't do an AFC East game international, right? Like Dolphins are in Madrid. They wouldn't do that.
You think?
I'm saying it kind of as like a, I don't know, but like.
Isn't that the only matchup within the division that has some sort of
hype? Yeah, because you're not doing Jets, Bills, London. Well, it's not like the London matchups are ever that great. It kind of feels like it's an attack on the British people.
And we're back. Yeah, it could be an unremarkable matchup.
Yeah.
So be ready for that. Yeah, especially because of the fact that now it kind of makes me think that the Bills aren't getting one.
Oh, really?
Because the matchups are unremarkable out there.
Yeah, but like I mean, they will try to have like somewhat of a good team in there.
But it's the start of the season. International games that have the big ticket items. Typically, the other games that get sent to London are like typically Jags, Titans, Giants, or Panthers.
Right. Like, I mean, if you were doing like
what the hell are they?
If you were
doing
a divisional game, like Week 1 Chargers in Brazil, you could totally see the Chiefs.
Yeah.
You could totally see the Chiefs just because they're like, let's like make this a marquee one, the whole thing.
I'm still disgusted at the 2 a.m. idea.
I don't know why. Come on.
I will
throw
up.
It's an event, baby.
I will throw up.
I feel like, but in all seriousness, I feel like I'm the only one that would be excited for that. Because like everyone has to do post-game would be like, seriously?
Having to do pre-game.
Pre-game. Yeah, what time would pre-game start for a 2 a.m. game?
As someone that, probably like 11.
Yeah.
11 p.m. pre-game. That sounds normal.
That's tough.
Someone
I don't have to do that.
Signed, someone who does pregame.
I don't have to do
that. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
Do that.
And sometimes I also do post-game.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. That's
probably why I hate it more.
You've had full days where I'm like, I do the game and post-game,
like,
I leave.
Nate and I would glare at you with daggers.
Yeah. Yeah. The more I think about it, the more I'm like, I'm the only one showing up. Everyone would conveniently have plans at 2 in the morning.
Conveniently have. Yeah, the plan is sleep.
At 2 in the morning.
You jackass.
Yes. Email to our boss. I gotta have off. Why? That's the middle of my bedtime.
That's called bedtime.
That is the middle of my bedtime. I do like some of the locations though. Berlin's awesome.
Berlin's awesome.
It's great.
Australia is fascinating to me though. Like the idea of going there is fascinating. They're gonna start it at a normal time. I'm killing your dream.
Cowards.
They are. Let them be. I'm a coward. I want to be in my bed at 2 a.m. not watching football. That throws off your whole sleep schedule.
For like a day.
No.
For a day. I'm still in my 20s. I'll be fine.
Yeah, that's the problem.
I'll be fine.
That's the problem.
It won't be that bad.
We're not all 20.
Well, yeah. The ratings for that game would be disastrous. Like, I'll be there. The ratings would be a nightmare.
All right,
for
now,
all the positive the NHL is having with the Four Nations and U.S. Canada. The ratings would come out like Wednesday, and they're like, yeah, the Australia game, the first big miss by the NFL in 30 years.
No. Now you've actually talked me into it because now I want to see those numbers.
All of a sudden, Roger Goodell has to have a press conference. We're talking about if he's going to be fired. Oh, my goodness.
Now I would want to see how many sickos would watch that game.
It's like 15 of us. Dozens.
There are dozens of us.
Dozens. I will lead that charge. See, I say I'll lead that charge, but if I'm not working the game, I'm out by like 3 a.m.
Yeah.
Like, it better be a barn burner or I'm out.
Yeah.
Oh, man. They're not doing it, which is the
frustrating part.
Oh.
Cowards.
I want the Bills to have an international game because I like the eyeballs on the Bills.
Yes. It's fun having a team that people flock to watch.
Yeah, and it doesn't feel like the early, I would even say like the majority of those London games, which always felt like why are you putting these teams there?
Yeah.
Like Jacksonville, outside of like who their owner is.
The EJ Manuel game, Buffalo-Jacksonville. Why are we here?
Yeah, again, that felt like we're punishing the British people.
Yeah.
Like when they have
and
like
that game was a punishment on eyeballs.
When they have like international friendlies, they don't send like West Ham and Norwich City, and they're like, "Yeah, this is the best we can offer. This is love our sport."
I totally know what you're talking about.
They're like, "Here's Man City and Liverpool at the peak of their powers. Enjoy, have fun."
Mm-hmm.
The U.S. and the NFL was like, "Here's Jacksonville with Blake Bortles and the Bills with EJ Manuel. Enjoy."
Oh, do you like those ugly helmets? We're gonna send you more of that team.
I just remember the stat forever. Kyle Pitts, like in 2 years, had one touchdown. It wasn't even on like
American
U.S.
soil,
which is amazing. Oh,
At least they get to see something rare.
I want Madrid. Especially because the Dolphins can't even fill out their own stadium. Let's go to Madrid. Let's do it. Let's do it.
Damn.
Let's do it.
Taking shots.
That's what I want.
Love
that. That's what I want. They can come to Buffalo. We fill out the stadium. We're going to go to Madrid because you guys can't. That's the rule.
Whew.
That's the rule. I like it.
And then we never have to hear any complaints about the sun.
It's hot in Spain. It's hot. A little toasty.
But at the same time, are they gaming the construction of their sidelines?
No.
Which, again, Miami, you have that right.
Do we know what stadium the Madrid game's in?
No. At least I don't know it offhand. And while you look that up, I will go ahead and say yes. More or less, getting back to the appreciating of the fact that the Bills are a very marketable team. It is nice. Are there a plenty of people that, you know, miss the usual 1 o'clock slate every single week for
the majority of
2 decades?
Right. It's not surprising. It's the Bernabeu. It's Real Madrid's home stadium.
That's fair.
So that makes sense. It was either them or Atletico, for being honest.
I do like the fact that the Bills are in constantly different time slots because of the fact that they are marketable. They are good enough that other people appreciate them. We don't have to keep this team all to ourselves. And I know that this region is a very proud region. But we should be willing to share the Bills with any and all newcomers that want to watch them. If someone says, 15 years down the road, I became a Bills fan because of Josh Allen, that's cool.
Especially, if you're not from Buffalo.
Yeah, if you're not from Buffalo and you just started getting into the Bills, like you've had a downtrodden team and you're like, I actually like the Bills because I'm watching them enough now.
Mm-hmm.
That is a really good thing. It should be something that you want to hear more about from people. As I became a Bills fan because they were on my TV, because Josh Allen is slapped on there on the screen with Paramount Plus.
Yeah. And now that he's won the MVP...
He's going to be slapped up on screens.
He's even more
for marketing.
Yeah, he's even, and they were already a team that got a lot of eyeballs. You mentioned
Josh Allen's hanging out
with
Peppa Pig.
Yeah, that's right. But we had like full crews coming to do games for the Bills twice this year, and you know,
even the atrocity of when ESPN came here and like the Applebee's boneless wings thing.
Oh yeah.
They still show up to Buffalo.
It would just be nice. We just need a few more star players on this team. I know. 803-0550.
Right into my trap card.
803-0550, the number two call. Ryan Fowler of the Draft Network coming up in just about 15 minutes. Talk more on this year's draft in a potential scenario in which they do not land one of these elite edge rushers with their first two picks. For trading purposes, we'll talk to Ryan, get more on this year's draft with the combine starting next week. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer here on the Northtown Automotive X Point Show. This is WGR.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.